What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Finding the Fantastic. It is that time of the week where we try to find something fantastic in between the hustle of surviving life and achieving it. And last week we talked about what achieving it looks like. And quite frankly, achieving it looks like finding peace and contentment in the everyday. And that is probably one of the hardest things in the world to do, next to forgiving someone who's wronged you. But we're not even gonna get into that because holy moly. I want to get into something a little more lighthearted, but also life-saving. Lighthearted and life-saving. So I need to give a shout out to my girl, Bethany, who got me reading this book called Breath. Breathe. It's one of the two. Your girl suffers with sleep apnea. Okay, I just went and spent a lot of money at the sleep doctor to be told that I snore and have mild sleep apnea. Could have guessed it. All those things. It's one of those things where it's like, what can you do? You gotta pay a lot of money to get tested and then get the CPAP machine and pay a lot of money and all these things, right? Well, my friend Bethany, who owns Lady Vet, shout out, by the way, support to our women's veterans out there. She was like, read this book, it changed my life. It's all about breathing. And I'm like, I've been breathing since birth. Why am I gonna read a book about breathing? But I read it anyways because it's Bethany, she's awesome. And it has single-handedly changed my life and pretty much not cured, but almost cured my sleep apnea. Now, I am not a medical doctor. Let me start by saying that. I always say I'm not a professional, any sense of the imagination. I'm just a human out here trying to survive life. But sleep apnea. So I snore pretty horrifically. And one of the things that it points out is this concept that human beings were supposed to breathe through our nose, not through our mouths, right? So, through the nose, out the nose. And they were like, if you want a test if you're a mouth breather, go outside for a 10-minute walk and keep your mouth shut and see if you can breathe. And I did this and I almost suffocated like 2.5 minutes in. And first of all, it's not pretty. If you do this and you're definitely a mouth breather, it's not gonna be pretty. You're gonna have some dark things back up in there that haven't been moved in a while. So just bring a box of tissues. But I thought I was gonna suffocate. I'm like, I can't breathe through my nose, this is a joke. Anyways, so I finally like worked my way through and I've been walking every day, just breathing through my nose, and it's a game changer. And then the second thing they tell you to do, and I thought this was a little ridiculous, but is to tape your mouth shut at night. Now this isn't for severe sleep apnea people because no offense, you're too far gone apparently, you're too far gone. R.I.P. I believe in you. You got this. But for anybody else who's snoring right now and is worried that you're going to get sleep apnea, they say tape your mouth shut. You only need a little piece. You only need like just above the top lip, just above the bottom lip, little piece, and sleep. And you're going to force yourself to breathe through your nose. Now, the first night only lasted like 5 minutes until I had to rip it off. That's okay. The second night, I lasted like 10 minutes. The third night, I lasted 2 hours. The fourth night, I lasted 6 hours. I haven't gone through a full night yet because I'm a horrific mouth breather. Horrific. Okay. But it has been an absolute game changer for me. And this podcast is about helping people. And so I was like, you know, I should share this. I should share that we're supposed to be nose breathers and pretty much nobody is anymore. So I highly recommend doing that. And like, I always like struggled. I was a college athlete. I played sports my whole life and I always struggled with being in shape. But I would work out all the time. I would literally run all the time. I'd work out all the time. I'd lift weights all the time. And I always just thought it's because I'm just not a runner. But I think the reality is I was breathing through my mouth the whole doggone time. And apparently you can't get in the right anabolic state. I don't know what it's called. I told you I'm not a doctor. But it's metabolic state. That one. You can't get to the right metabolic state because you're like, you're not breathing right. So I recommend that you breathe right. And you might think it sounds ridiculous that I'm talking about this on Finding the Fantastic, but breathing right also brings you peace. And I'm just blown by this because as I'm getting older and like learning about life more and more and how to survive it, it's literally all about finding and fighting for your peace and contentment and spreading kindness and love and joy. And like your very breath, controlling it, right? Breathing through your nose slowly and out your nose slowly. And being at peace with that every moment of that breath is so important. But like in the words of Toby Keith, I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush into life's no fun. I'm not a singer, but the point remains the same. We're rushing and we rush our breaths and we rush our days. You get like 75 summers and 75 falls and 75 winters and 75 springs because the average person lives to 75, right? Think about that. You get 75 of those. And that's it. So how are you going to spend your 75 springs? We're in spring season right now. How are you going to spend your spring? We don't get an abundance of them. That's why I hate wishing the seasons away, because I love all four seasons. I'm going to take what I can get. Every breath, you're not promised an abundance of breaths. You're not. And breath is life and peace and calm. And like, I don't know. It's crazy. Like this journey I'm going through in life, trying to figure all this out, of trying to journey through waves of depression, trying to journey through anxiety, helping other people journey through, whether it's alcoholism, drug abuse, self-harm, suicide, like so many things are all connected, and you're no better or no worse than anyone else. We all breathe. We all breathe. Focus on your breaths, my friend. Focus on your breaths. That's it. That's literally all I have for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Conley, when you go back and listen to it, you're a rock star. You got this. Keep breathing through your nose and taping your mouth at night. I believe in you. See ya.